This goes to Dr. Russell Anderson. Fax 989-875-5168 regarding Raul, R-A-U-L, middle initial P, like Peter, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, date of birth 7/26/1963. Dear Dr. Anderson, this is a consultation for Mr. Stewart, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels, which actually had been going on since November of 2020. Then he's had some improvement in creatinine levels, and currently creatinine levels are back in his normal range. But he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma in November of 2022, and he's on chemotherapy. He sees Dr. Akkad, A-K-K-A-D, locally, and also goes to the Karmanos, K-A-R-M-A-N-O-S, Cancer Center for care. And they are working on getting him an autologous, A-U-T-O-L-O-G-U-S, stem cell transplant in May of this year. He also has a urologist in Lansing, a Dr. Bennett, and he sees him annually for his history of enlarged prostate. Currently, the only symptom he has is left hip pain, and that's where the multiple myeloma is apparently located. That will not require any sort of radiation or any other therapy, but he's not able to be excessively active in case that would break. A stress fracture if he fell could actually occur. He is feeling well, no chest pain or palpitations, no dizziness or syncopal episodes, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. He feels like he empties his bladder fully. No history of UTIs, although he has a remote history of kidney stones. No edema or claudication symptoms. Past medical history, multiple myeloma, diagnosed in November of 2022, hypertension, arthritis in his back and in the left hip, which is actually the multiple myeloma, obstructive sleep apnea with a CPAP device, hyperlipidemia, history of kidney stones, and history of SVT. Past surgical history, he had a cardiac ablation for the SVT in 2016, cholecystectomy, a laparoscopic type in 2010. He's had colonoscopies in 2019 and 2022. He had dental implant in 2021. He's had a TURP for prostate enlargement, vasectomy, and spinal surgery with a cerebral spinal fluid leak and multiple blood patches, and then surgery out in California to remove the cysts and correct the problem. Social history, the patient has never smoked cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married. He's disabled and is a previous salesperson who used to drive a lot. Family history is significant for coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, rheumatoid arthritis, degenerative arthritis, and father and brother that had end-stage renal disease and were on dialysis. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medication, Tylenol number 3, one every 6 hours as needed for pain. Acyclovir, 400 milligram twice a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 10 milligram daily. Dexamethasone, 4 milligram once a week. He was taking ibuprofen or Aleve as needed for pain. Revlimid, R-E-V-L-I-M-I-D, 25 milligram. He takes one daily for 21 days, then holds for 7 days. Robaxin, 750 milligram at bedtime. Toprol XL, 25 milligram daily. Protonix, 40 milligram daily. Androgel, 1.62 gel daily. Tramadol is 50 milligram daily at bedtime. Trazodone, 50 milligram daily at bedtime. Valerian root, 1,200 milligram daily as needed for anxiety. Colace, 100 milligram every other day. Singulair, 10 milligram once a week. Physical exam, height is 70 inches, weight 262 pounds, pulse 68. Blood pressure is 97%. Left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 114 over 70. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear without cobblestoning. Tonsils not visualized. Neck is supple. No lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender. No palpable hernias, no pulsatile areas. Extremities, there's no peripheral edema. No lesions, ulcerations, or rashes. In labs, most recent lab studies were done 3/27 of 2023. Creatinine is now 1.3, which is back to baseline of greater than 60. Electrolytes normal. Calcium 8.8. Albumin is 3.7. Protein is 6.0. Liver enzymes are normal. Hemoglobin is 13.9 with normal white count. And platelets are 96,000. Assessment and plan, a history of stage 3A chronic kidney disease going back as far as 11/27 of 2020 with improvement within the last 3 months. This could be secondary to long-term non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use because he's used daily ibuprofen-type medications for his pain for many years and has been doing so up to now. And currently the creatinine levels have improved, but he has active multiple myeloma, not yet in remission. So we've asked him to avoid NSAID use or minimize at first, but we would like him to avoid it altogether if possible. He does get weekly labs now per oncology, but if that changes, we want him to have them at least once a month thereafter. He should follow a low-salt diet and avoid the use of the oral anti-inflammatory drugs. And he's going to have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 4 months. He should be ready for visits after, if he has the bone marrow transplant in May, he will be able to, he will have 2 months where he is unable to attend office visits or he'll be in isolation to heal from the bone marrow transplant. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.